As a slowly but surely aging senile 25-year-old, things just don't feel as good as they used to. When I was younger, I really liked professional wrestling, NSYNC, and cool Pokemon. These days, I like professional wrestling, NSYNC, and cool Pokemon. But a lot of those cool Pokemon are really bad. I'm a man-child. I will now sit here with my plate of Dino Nuggets and Mountain Dew and explain to you one small change we can make to each one of these Pokemon so they won't be as bad. I made the Dino Nuggets in an air fryer, by the way. You should get one. Like and subscribe, become a member, check out the Patreon page. Okay, so what do I mean by one small change? You see, a lot of Pokemon are cursed by power creep coming in and making their old passable stats and abilities look more like moldy cheese. At one point, it looked pretty appetizing. Solid potential to cook with it, make some grilled cheese, maybe some Kanefe if you're fancy. But now, that mold and stench is keeping you away from it like the slice from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. In short, Ampharos has the cheese touch. But we can cure it by changing just one aspect of it, whether it be one of those stats, granting it access to a move, or in most cases, giving it a solid new ability. I mean, just look at Gallade and Pelipper. Both of those Pokemon had no changes made to them other than giving them a shiny new ability, and all of a sudden we have Pelipper putting up LeBron James numbers in a format filled with jackalopes on horses and the motorcycle from Akira. Ground rules for this video: we can only change one thing about the Pokemon. This means that we're not going to buff Machamp's speed stat, but also give it Collision Course. One or the other. These changes have to be things that are currently possible in the game. That means that we're not going to be inventing any new moves, abilities, and of course we're not making Mega Evolution fanfiction. Finally, I'm limiting this to one Pokemon per generation for reasons including brevity, organization, and the fact that if I didn't, half this list would be from Gen 3, like my other video on bad Pokemon. Oh, and if you didn't yet realize, we're trying to make these Pokemon viable in either a competitive singles or VGC metagame. While this usually directly correlates to success in an in-game playthrough, it's an important distinction to make. If you're not into that, go watch, like, I don't know, some Nuzlocke YouTuber. This is competitive Pokemon. Go take your rare candies back to the Professor Oak Challenge. Okay, so Marowak is the kind of stinkiest shower can't fix. I mean, its stats just don't cut it in 2025, with it having just one stat above 100 in its base 110 defense. But when you pair it with its 60 HP, 80 attack, 80 special defense, and 45 speed, it's just not doing much. Yes, it has a signature move of Bone Meringue, which is unironically very good in doubles, since it bypasses Earthquake's nerf in grassy terrain, and it even has access to its signature item of the Thick Club. This item doubles its attack stat as long as it's holding it. But even that just isn't enough for it to make a difference in a modern competitive landscape. So it may just be a lost cause. Apparently someone in Alola realized this and killed it, but that seems to have solved the issue. Same goes for Primeape. Since making Marowak a ghost and fire type while giving it access to Flare Blitz and Shadow Bone is four changes, this is unfortunately not an option for us at Moxicorp. So what do we do? Well, this one is actually a pretty straightforward change that would make Marowak a pretty good and scary ground type in doubles. Inner Focus used to be an ability that only prevented flinching, but as of Generation 8, it also makes the user immune to Intimidate. This means that not only can Marowak ignore Incineroar, ooh, look, Incineroar mentioned in a VGC video! Let everyone know how long it took in the comment section! Not only can Marowak ignore Incineroar's Intimidate, but it's also not able to be flinched by Fake Out and can threaten a one-hit KO against it. This also means it becomes a pretty threatening Pokemon in Trick Room. Does Ursaluna exist and do this job much better in VGC? Yes, but there's some pretty niche stuff that Marowak gets that may make certain players more inclined to use it as a tech option, like Knock Off, Endeavor, and Parish Song for some reason. It's also slightly slower, meaning it would always win the speed war against minimum speed Iron Hands. Look, I said I'd be making these Pokemon good with a single change, not top tiers. Okay, so in the wonderful world known as electric types, we have a few distinct categories. I like to refer to these as the broken ones, the annoying ones, and the other ones. Arguably, the captain of the other ones is Ampharos, a Pokemon who at one point had a Mega, which was also arguably one of the other ones, but his cut was clean, so we gave him a pass. With that mega form gone, but soon to return apparently, I think Ampharos has to be my Gen 2 pick. It just doesn't really accomplish anything in a modern competitive format. It has bulk about on par with Incineroar, but with just 55 speed and 115 special attack, it doesn't do anything very special. It's able to click a fairly strong Thunderbolt and Volt Switch, but what electric type can't do that nowadays? Its coverage is limited to stuff like Dragon Pulse and Dazzling Gleam, which, while solid moves, don't help it very much. And as cute as it is, it's utterly swagless. Even its abilities aren't great. Static is alright, I guess, but what am I supposed to do with Plus? Put it next to a Minun and have them hold hands while the Sandseer Storm atomizes them? Okay, so what's the fix? Well, let me direct you to this infographic. Notice something? That's right. Manaphy does not have a tail. Zerkatry might have a tail, but that isn't what's glowing, and Volbeat is Volbeat. Giving Volbeat tail glow is like giving my cat a driver's license. Like, what is he supposed to do with that? Better start driving Uber, he doesn't pay rent. Meanwhile, Ampharos is over here twiddling its, like, flippers. I don't know why it has flippers. It's a sheep. Look, its tail glows. This is the easiest slam dunk of all time. It's got a glowing tail. It's a special attacker. It needs a buff. Are you picking up what I'm putting down, or are you still stuck on me forcing my cat to get a job? If Ampharos had tail glow, it'd actually have some pretty solid use for it since it has really good bulk. Ampharos would be able to easily run a defensive set with a citrus berry set up and actually start taking KOs for once. Also, its coverage not really hitting much doesn't matter, as these moves just become useful for hitting ground types or anything that resists electric moves. I know that speed stat isn't doing it any favors, but Trick Room is always an option, and it's not like it matters as long as Ampharos has the proper support to let it attack for free in doubles. Perfect. Pack it up and ship it, James Freak. Okay, like I said, Gen 3 has a lot of Pokemon that just need one little push to get them going, and by far the poster child of this has to be Flygon. And seeing as we were denied a Mega Form for it in XY, Oris, and probably Legends EA if we're being honest, it's now up to me to redeem this little guy. Why? Because it's my channel. Like and subscribe. Flygon is a really interesting case because it's not necessarily a bad Pokemon like many of the other Pokemon on this list. It's that Flygon has no niche of its own and is just straight up outclassed by Garchomp and most other ground types. Its stats are okay with passable bulk, 100 attack, and 100 speed, but Dragon Dance and Choice Band sets will only get you so far. It's going to get outsped, revenge KO'd, and absolutely stunned it on. Now, imagine this situation. You're facing off against a Choice Specs Tapu Koko. You switch out your water type for Flygon to take no damage from Thunderbolt. The Tapu Koko needs to switch out since it's locked into an electric move, but it can't. And why is this? Because it's Generation 14 and Flygon finally got Arena Trap, baby. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would Flygon get Arena Trap? Well, I must ask you. Why shouldn't Flygon get Arena Trap? Its pre-evolution Trapinch got it, and people actually have brought that thing to regional since it has 100 attack for some reason. With the Tapu Koko now trapped in, Flygon gets to set up all of its Dragon Dances with the opponent having no counterplay. It gets set up to plus 6 speed and plus 6 attack, and spams Earthquake to win the match. Absolute cinema, 10 out of 10, please rate my Wattpad fanfiction 5 stars. I'm not joking, it really is just that simple. We just give it its ability from its pre-evolution. Does it suddenly not fly despite being named Flygon? Yes, but only sometimes. Look man, Weezing isn't touching the floor and it doesn't really run Levitate anymore either. Cut the man a break. Arena Trap is banned from Smogon OU by the way, but I still need this in a way that I can't describe. This channel is partnered with Gamersups. If you want to support my work and get great tasting drinks, you can order Gamersups through my link in the description down below or with code MoxieBoosted at checkout for 10% off. Gamersups is a caffeinated product that I recommend only to my 18 plus viewers, but my link will send you to their caffeine free product section just in case. Every product purchased through my link supports my channel financially, so I'd really appreciate the support. Now back to the video. Alright, so Gen 4 should be the most obvious pick of all time. It's Regigigas. It's just Regigigas. Regigigas needs slow start removed from it and replaced by basically any other ability in the game. However, this isn't very fun, so we'll do a second Pokemon. This one is actually pretty tough to pick because most Pokemon in Gen 4 are either already pretty solid or so irredeemably bad that it would take more than one change to buff them. In the end, I had some friends give their opinions and we settled on Drapion. You see, Drapion has one of the best type combinations in the game as a poison dark type. This type is solid because it comes with all the benefits of the dark type, including a prankster and psychic immunity, but the poison type complements it so well that it's only weak to ground type moves. Drapion's stance complement that as well because it's got passable bulk and good speed, but a pretty mediocre attack stat at just 90. Its damage output just isn't good enough to justify running it in most metagames. This can be fixed with a simple ability switch. And no, it's not huge power. That would be dumb. We could give literally every Pokemon on this list huge power, and they would be better. Trust me, I took Azurill to Master Ball tier once. It was really funny. Drapion currently has the hidden ability of Keen Eye, which just ignores evasiveness and prevents accuracy drop. A pretty bad ability, all things considered. However, it's also got Sniper, which complements its high crit moveset very well. These high crit moves also happen to be slashing moves, so to improve its damage output, I say we should swap Keen Eye with the ability Sharpness. Sharpness is a new ability in Generation 9, which boosts the power of slashing moves by 50%, meaning Drapion suddenly has multiple 105 power moves in Night Slash, Cross Poison, and X Scissor. Combining these with Swords Dance and singles means that suddenly Drapion's damage output is high enough where after just one boost it can start picking up one-hit KOs on a lot of Pokemon with its stab moves. And yeah, that's really about it. It's already got good typing, decent speed, just let it slash better, I guess. Gen 5 has a decent number of contenders for this spot, but the one that has always frustrated me the most has to be Haxorus. I mean, look at this featherless biped, his aura, his swag, his two giant axes on his face. No, we are not giving this one sharpness. It would not help, ironically enough. What do you mean there's a dragon type with 147 attack and 97 speed that's so bad that using it is actively throwing? Something about that just doesn't sit right with me, where it has more to do with the Pokemon around it than the Pokemon itself. Mainly Garchomp. Look, I don't care how high your attack stat is, if you're getting outsped by Garchomp, I'm gonna run the chomp. Get back in there and man those fryers. Not to mention the very same generation they made Hydreigon for no reason other than to spite Haxorus. I mean, they literally gave it 98 speed. Who does that? That's just mean. Alright, so once again, we need to give this Pokemon a niche, and I'm gonna be really basic here and say that there's no good reason Haxorus shouldn't have Intimidate. It's got axes on its face. Is that not intimidating? It's unkissable. It will never find love, like people who watch competitive Pokemon videos. Like and subscribe. Intimidate would do a few things for Haxorus. It would make it a solid lead Pokemon in VGC with access to an attack drop alongside First Impression, and it functions as an additional I can't read! I can't read today! Leave this in the video, I deserve to be reminded! And it functions as additional physical bulk in singles, allowing for it to set up Dragon Dances or Swords Dance scale shot sweeps a bit easier against physical attackers. If I had to drop one of its abilities, I would probably go with Unnerve, since Rivalry is historically one of the funniest techs ever. I mean, look into it, this dude was used to beat the forces of nature since they were always male. And Mold Breaker is just too good to give up. It wouldn't be a top tier, but it would be far better than it is now. Okay, I just realized that there's a lot of dragon types on this list, and that's probably by nature of most dragon types being given a bad hand to balance out the fact that they're, well, dragon types. It just seems like Game Freak is well aware that if they give this type an inch, they'll take a mile. See Scaleshot Dragonite for more info. But Tyrantrum just makes me sad, man. A rock dragon type that's just a T-Rex with a sick design shouldn't be cursed with stats as awful as these. Yeah, its physical bulk is okay, but what am I supposed to do with 69 special defense and just 71 speed? Not even Dragon Dancing can save this thing. Then it hit me. It's a tyrant. It doesn't care what people tell it to do, it's gonna do what it wants. So let's give it the ability Defiant. Not only does this fit thematically, but it's also going to make it so any stat drops against Tyrantrum give it a +2 boost in its attack stat. This means that Tyrantrum becomes a really threatening Pokemon on lead in VGC. Oh, you're intimidating me? Well, this +1 Rock Slide says otherwise. While its bulk isn't great, the fact that in most games it can be positioned to get a boost off of Intimidate means that you can invest in making it a bit bulkier. This also grants Tyrantrum a really interesting niche as the only Defiant rock type in the game. Most Pokemon with Defiant are fighting type or normal type, with the exceptions of King Gambit and Ogerpon. So expanding the roster of Pokemon who just benefit off of Intimidate to a new typing would open the door to some really solid strategies. Of course, this would also make Dragon Dance sets much more reliable. Look, I just want to buff this thing because of its killer design. It's frankly a crime I don't get to see this thing ever touch a competitive format. We have yet another slam dunk of a buff here. Golisopod is one of the coolest Pokemon in the game, with it being a bug water type that has access to powerful moves like Wide Guard, First Impression, and other very strong priority moves. Even its stat spread is very impressive, with it being a great defensive Pokemon that has solid damage output. Its Achilles heel is the fact that it's stuck with just one ability in Emergency Exit. This ability causes Golisopod to switch out of battle as soon as it's at 50% health or below, meaning Golisopod cannot reliably use setup moves or even attack before it's forced to switch in some games. Does this make First Impression much more usable because it's always entering and exiting the field? Yes. But now that it's not a signature move, we've seen that this isn't a very big factor in that move being strong. So we can move past all this nonsense and finally give Golisopod a real ability. For my money, it needs Shell Armor. Shell Armor would do wonders for this Pokemon, as Golisopod suddenly becomes not only a straight up wall for Calyrex Ice, resisting both Glacial Lance and all of its coverage moves, but Golisopod now walls both Urshifu forms. As a bug type, it's able to easily sponge a close combat for minimal damage, but Shell Armor would also prevent it from taking a critical hit from Surging Strikes or Wicked Blow. Golisopod has solid matchups into Pokemon like Landorus, Incineroar, and Rillaboom, with it being able to hit them all for super effective damage. It wouldn't be broken, but you would have to really try to convince me that this thing wouldn't see a ton of play. It just becomes really, really strong in both VGC and singles now that it can set up and sweep. I'm gonna give the people what they want here. We're buffing Toxtricity. This is the one and only straight up stat buff I'm gonna be giving in this entire video, because when you get down to it, what keeps Toxtricity from being strong is the fact that it just doesn't have a good speed stat. Toxtricity is a poison electric type with mediocre bulk, mediocre speed, and great damage output thanks to its base 114 special attack stat alongside its signature ability Punk Rock. This ability causes all of Toxtricity's sound-based moves to have a 30% boost in power, while decreasing the damage Toxtricity takes from sound-based moves by 50%. When you combine this with its signature move Overdrive, we get a 104 power electric move that hits both opponents. That's stronger than a Heat Wave. And don't get me started on Boom Burst. That move becomes 182 power after the boost. Its main issue is the fact that Toxtricity is forced to run something like a Choice Scarf or set up a speed boost with Shift Gear to get fast enough to sweep. If it weren't so concerned with outspeeding things, it'd be able to run damage boosting items like a Life Orb or Choice Specs much more effectively. So all I'm gonna recommend here is boosting Toxtricity's speed from 75 to 102. Why 102? Well, we wouldn't want Landorus Incarnate to ruin all the fun, right? That speed stat also allows for Toxtricity to run better support moves like Snarl, Encore, and even Taunt to support its team, making it a solid pick overall, just for any game. Final gen, final Pokemon. It's really hard to pick a Pokemon from Gen 9 that just needs one change to be good, as much like Gen 4, they're either broken or just too bad to fix with one change. I mean, look at Spidops. What change, besides huge power, could be done to fix that in one go? I ended up settling on Grafaii for this pick. Grafaii on release seemed promising, with it being a poison normal type with the ability Prankster. It even had a signature move in Doodle, which was basically just roleplay for both it and its partner. That seems kinda cool until you realize that it means Grafaii loses Prankster as soon as you click it, so people hardly run the move. Grafaii doesn't have the best offenses, but its physical attack stat is passable at 95. It's got access to Taunt, Encore, Super Fang, and even Parting Shot. So what's keeping it from being used? Well, I would argue it's the fact that it doesn't learn Fake Out. For people familiar with the sorts of Pokemon that can learn Fake Out, that may come as news to you, because they tend to fall into three categories: cats, monkeys, and gremlins. Grafaii is an II, which might as well be a monkey gremlin. So why does it not learn this move? It would be a much more solid lead in VGC matches, alongside forcing Pokemon to protect on occasion and having the option to Encore lock them into that move. Being able to Fake Out and immediately Parting Shot is basically Incineroar and Grimmsnarl's whole deal, so why wouldn't it work here? I wouldn't say this change would make Grafaii incredible. It would be sort of a Sableye tier pick, where people use it on occasion for very specific teams that want its support moveset. Grafaii just brings something slightly different to the table than Sableye. Also, he's really cute, and that's why I wanted to buff him. But those are my picks for Pokemon that need just one change to work. What do you think about my changes, and what change would you make to a Pokemon to buff it? Let me know in the comment section below. If you enjoyed, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. It'd mean the world to me. If you want to support me further, you can check out my Patreon page or become a YouTube channel member by clicking the join button below the video. This gets you sneak peeks at future videos, bonus content, and access to my supporter-only Discord server where you can hang out and team build with other community members. You also see your name at the end of all my videos like all these lovely people. Special thanks to my most boosted supporters, Avatar67 and Lilith Lilligant, for their generous pledges. Another way to support me is to check out all the videos in the playlist on screen right now. I know you'll find something in there that you'll enjoy. I have a second channel where I talk about the current VGC metagame trends, and a Twitch channel where I stream, both of which will also be in the description. Or you can tune into my YouTube live streams Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. CST. Thank you all for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye.